Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on Mariana, M-A-R-I-A-N-N-A, Love, L-O-V-E. Address is 3703 Honey Run Road, Paradise, California, 95969, phone 530-518-6766, cell 530-446-4134, ID, leave a blank, date of birth 6-5-1939, 82-year-old, married, retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / Blue Cross Blue Shield. Pharmacy is Rite Aid-Paradise. The phone is 530-872-2700. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L. Last name is E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D. Paradise Medical Group, 6470 Pence Road, P-E-N-T-Z Road. Suite B, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-7260. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive impairment, list these vertically, cognitive impairment. Incontinence. Ambulatory incapacity. Below that should say suggested Parkinsonism. New paragraph, current findings. Cerebral atrophy with associated ventricular enlargement - communicating hydrocephalus. Below that it should say ambulatory incapacity with ataxia. Below that it should say persistent incontinence. Below that it should say recent right angle fracture. Below that it should say lower extremity symptoms suggesting spasticity - treated. Dear Dr. L. Cajal, thank you for referring Mariana Love for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, as you may remember, this elderly woman was previously evaluated at Stanford, where she was diagnosed to have communicating hydrocephalus and symptoms of Parkinsonism, new paragraph, by her caretaker's friend's report, she was referred here for evaluation and treatment of possible Parkinsonism, new paragraph. I saw her initially for examination on March 8, 2022, with her reports of having become 95% bedbound as a consequence of her ambulatory incapacity and cognitive impairment, new paragraph, MR imaging of the brain accomplished without contrast with 3D neuroquantitative imaging completed on January 14, 2022 at Open Systems Imaging. showed substantial hippocampal volume loss. Incidental findings of periventricular white matter signal changes in the corona radiata representing transependable CSF flow with marked ventricular prominence consistent with communicating hydrocephalus and prominent volume loss in the left occipital horn, suggesting remote injury. New paragraph. Our clinical history and progress reports kindly provided by your office indicate findings of breast cancer with partial mastectomy of the right breast in December 2020 and pain management with topical cannabis and oral tincture, treatment for hypothyroidism, mechanical management of incontinence, refusal to take medicines for dementia, new paragraph. Her neurological examination shows restricted mobility in the right upper extremity, with a history of arm and shoulder pain due to injury, but no inducible neuromuscular stiffness to testing. Lower extremities, however, show moderate stiffness on movement, increased with contralateral extremity movement, suggesting possible lower extremity Parkinsonism. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation and the need to exclude spasticity, I'm going to recommend that we obtain MR imaging of the cervical and lumbar spine to exclude contributory degenerative disease, where there might be an indication for further intervention. New paragraph. Her cognitive evaluation, we attempted complete cognitive evaluation, I gave them the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders quality of life questionnaires, but her caretaker and husband did not return the information, saying that it wasn't pertinent to her problems. New paragraph. At this time, she is non-ambulatory, and I would suspect that with her current findings, that her ataxia and motor weakness in lower extremities is profound, impairing that ability. New paragraph. Her overall mental status evaluation today indicates that she is minimally responsive with substantially reduced insight and cognition. But fortunately, otherwise cooperative without obvious behavioral disturbance. I would rate her dementia as at least moderate. New paragraph. current recommendations. In consideration of her presentation and findings, I will initiate long-acting carbidopa levodopa 25-100 beginning at 1 twice a day, monitoring her progress clinically, readjusting her regimen for best benefit. New paragraph, we'll consider continued treatment with medication for spasticity as may be indicated in follow-up. New paragraph. Previously, with her Stanford evaluation, surgical intervention for her progressive hydrocephalus was declined. New paragraph, at this time, her prognosis, I believe, is guarded. New paragraph, I will work with her as best I can to improve her quality of life and functional capacity. New paragraph, at this time, I don't have anything else to add, so I respectfully with my professional signature.